time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugge.
Hey, here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Well, we haven't visited with these folks for a while. It's good to have them back in the studio with us. We're going to get the latest on Quakerdale and the Wolf Ranch. Joining us is the Executive Director for Family Services and for Wolf Ranch, Beth Andrew, and Dave Smith, who's the Wolf Ranch Manager. Folks, it's good to have you back. How are you?
Doing good, Ken. Thanks.
Yeah, doing well.
Good. What's going on? What's going on with Quakerdale, Beth?
Well, we're certainly very busy. So, you know, we obviously took some time off during the pandemic. We had to change some programming up. So we have been back up in full running for several months now. So therapy services are really, really busy. We continue to have a waiting list. We are continuing to advertise for a couple of clinicians to come in and help get those folks off of that waiting list because mm-hmm. we don't like them sitting there for very long.
But you do have enough to keep you busy, which is, you know, that's the old good news, bad news.
Yes.
A situation, you know, you're keeping busy, but folks are dealing, trying to deal with the effects of whatever's going on in their life, including the old pandemic.
Yes, yes. So, and we did see a lot more folks reaching out for help with the pandemic going on, which is good. I mean, we want people to reach out. We don't want people to wait. We want people to get the help when they need the help. And the positive about the way that we're able to do services now is we have several options for folks. So it's based on their comfort level.
Mm-hmm.
We continue to do in-home services. We do traditional office counseling, and we're continuing to do telehealth, and then we also have our equine therapy program. So for those folks that want to be outside and interact with the horses and do that in an environment that feels good for them. So we have options.
Of course, the equine area then shifts us over to Dave out there. How are things at the ranch? You keeping everything in one piece and keeping everybody happy and healthy, including the horses?
It's been very busy. The Duratio did take our indoor riding arena,
mm-hmm.
and so, but I am happy to say that at the one-year anniversary, I was putting back in the sand to reopen the arena, and so that has helped a bunch to get that arena back up and running.
So I know you had the problems, you know, with the derecho, with that. Everything else, though, is now in pretty good shape, or was in still pretty good shape after the derecho. So you're almost back to you're almost, except for maybe 0.1%, back to normal.
Yep, carpenters pretty much got everything done. Just have to hang some gutters on the arena, and so yeah, really know we ever had any problems except for missing all the trees out there now.
Yeah, everybody's missing all of those trees, I've got to tell you. So how are the programs going that you're having? Because I know you have the ongoing therapy, but you also have some special programs and other activities that you've been slowly bringing back as we've been, you know, trying to juggle wherever the heck it is we are with the pandemic right now.
So we offer riding lessons, and we had scaled back quite a bit with the riding lessons during the main part of the pandemic. We've opened it back up, and we do a social distancing just to keep everything going. It's been slow to get people to start coming back to mm-hmm. doing riding lessons, but I've got a few coming back now. We've opened back up for birthday parties, and during the pandemic, we took that time to remodel the interior of the facility, updated the kitchen and dining room area, and just finishing up a few other projects to open the facility up for birthday parties, weddings, receptions, whatnot.
I think the last time we visited with you, we were talking about that. So are you beginning now to book a few more and more of those events, or is you're still trying to get the word back out there that, hey, we are available again?
2 weekends ago, I had a birthday party for a young lady, and it was a horse riding birthday party. They were out there for about 4 hours, and there was 13 kids, I believe. And so, yes, they did not want to quit riding. They didn't care there was cake and ice cream. They wanted to keep riding horses.
Is that right? That's
and
cool.
They were just having a blast. And so, yes, to get the word back out that, yes, we are doing birthday parties and anniversary parties is key right now to keeping the operation going.
But I understand you've got another need out there, and that's some food for those steeds.
Yes. So we had a very good first cutting, even though it was kind of light. But when the drought hit this summer, I never did get my second or third cutting this year. The foxtail came in, and now I can't harvest that hay ground. And so we are in desperate need of hay, large round bales and small squares. We're just trying to find hay, good quality hay, but at a reduced price or donated if possible. So
if anybody has some hay they want to help donate to or a reduced price while we're on that subject, how can they get a hold of you, Dave?
They can reach out to the Wolf Ranch, calling the office phone is 641-752-6446. And you can leave a message with Debbie, the secretary, and we can arrange pickup.
I got to imagine there's some folks out there who may have some extra, I almost hate to say hay laying around, because you don't want to just lay around, but hay available. So, you know, looking for something to do with some of that hay, why the Wolf Ranch could use it. Of course, from the Quakerdale overall point of view, this is a big end of the month for them, Beth, because they've got the big Quakerdale tournament coming up tomorrow.
Yes, we do. We've got the Lennox Quakerdale Golf Tournament coming up tomorrow, and the golf pro that is going to be there is Hal Sutton, and his caddy, his past caddy, Freddie Burns, is also going to be there, and they're coming out tomorrow morning to tour the ranch, so we're super excited to host. We've never had the golf pro come out and visit the ranch, so this will be our first time hosting out there. And then, yes, we'll be at the golf tournament all day tomorrow, and then we'll be at the dinner and the celebration tomorrow night, so exciting.
And that is an important, not only fundraiser, but in a community event in a way to remind folks that, hey, Quakerdale is still around, we're still serving, we're here to help.
Yes, yes.
So what else do you have? Well, what have you got coming up on the schedule for out at the ranch? Either one of you can jump into this and talk about some of the events, because I know, you know, again, everybody's still trying to get back into somewhat of a groove with the pandemic, even though the pandemic's not really helping us sometimes, but I know you're trying to get some things back and going, and so what do we got coming up here in the next couple of months?
So our soonest thing, we started after they lightened the restrictions on the pandemic, we started back up with the story time in the stables, and we're doing a every other Saturday with that from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, and we do have one this weekend at 9 o'clock. I read stories, we get the horses out, and we pet horses and read a couple stories and just hang out and play with the horses. And then our next big event is the Christmas in the Stables, and that is on December 11th from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. We will have Dave's Donuts there, and he will be donating all proceeds made and back to the ranch, and we will also have coffee and cider available, and it's going to be a scaled down version of our, where we're not going to have the vendors there, but we are going to have a silent auction with items available to bid on, and we'll have the horses in the barn so people can come see the horses.
You know, and I'm curious, I don't know, in the conversations I've had with folks about equine therapy, I don't know if I've ever asked this, because we've talked about the impact that the horses seem to have on those who need the therapy. What kind of an impact do the horses get from the feedback they get from those who are coming out there? I mean, you know, I understand that, you know, I'm not an expert at this, to say the least, but, you know, horses are kind of like a good lie detector. They could tell when us two-legged folks are maybe not being quite honest. Do they get the feedback after that point when the folks are coming around and opening up and becoming more comfortable around the horses?
I would say so. I mean, I might have to defer to Dave a little bit, but it's fascinating to watch the language, the body language that goes on between the families and the horses. I mean, we see horses that will step in between the family if they're arguing, and it kind of diffuses it because it's like, well, you can't argue over this animal that's like right in your way, so we need to figure out a different way to do this. And we see the horses walk away when there's arguing and, you know, things going on. And then we see the horses comfort as well. So they will come over. They sense when something is going on, and they lend their comfort. So it's really amazing to see that piece of it. And I don't know, Dave, what do you think about the horses and their impact? How does it impact them?
Well, the horses, they really tell you a lot. Like you said, Ken, you can't lie to a horse. Mm-hmm. They sense it very easily that you're not telling. We do one therapy. It's called Liar Liar. It's a writing session where you have to try and tell a story, and you totally lie the whole way through. And the horse will react differently with that rider, and you can feel the horse can feel the tension of the rider trying to make up a story, and then we'll turn it around and have them tell a truthful story all the way through, and the horse will have a more positive reaction, be more upbeat and going. And so that one is a real big shower of what horses can tell you going.
How many horses do you have out there now that are eligible to help folks out?
Just about every horse we have out there is eligible for the equine. Matt, our big Clydesdale, you would think, why? But he is one of our big draws to use out there. And people just love using Matt. He falls right in. He fell right the day he got off the trailer from Wyoming. He went to work that day. We had kids there, and he went to work immediately that day. When the first, and he felt he loves going on tours to different places to see, and he just loves being around kids.
Okay, give us the number again. We're just about out of time. Out at the ranch, so folks have some hay that may be available for you folks. How can they get a hold of you?
Number is 641-752-6446.
And if folks have any question about you know, getting some help with their mental condition, mental health is what I meant to say, know somebody who might be a clinician or something, how can they get a hold of you, Beth?
They can use the same phone number.
Okay.
They can also get on our website, because we do have information about all the services that we do, as well as the open positions. So that's QuakerdaleFamilyServices.org.
Well, we appreciate, as always, the time spending and learning more about Quakerdale and getting the updates. Good luck tomorrow. I hope you have a great visit with Hal Sutton before he heads to the links, and we'll keep updated on events coming out there. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Beth Andrew and Dave Smith from Quakerdale and Wolf Ranch, our guests today on Central